to love and to give life. This sacrament has two aims, conjugal love and procreation. The spouses are obliged to love each other in all innocence and without measure. The love Jesus has for the church and the submissiveness of the church to Jesus should serve as models for them. St. Paul says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25. Just as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives ought to be in everything to their husbands. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 24. God has devised a plan to strengthen the mutual love and dedication of the spouses right at the beginning itself when he created man. Thus, he created man as male and female so as to make them complementary to each other. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. In order that they get attracted towards each other, God granted them the great gift of sex. This gift is to be exercised in marriage relationship alone. It is sinful and not permissible outside marriage. The husband and the wife being united in marriage, cooperate with God in the holy act of procreation. Children are the supreme gift of God for the heavenly love shared between them. The sacrament of matrimony exhorts the spouses to grow in mutual love, fidelity and purity, and to bring up their children in a way pleasing to God. We are taught in the Second Vatican Council, marriage and conjugal love are characteristically intended to beget children and bring them up. Children are the supreme reward of married life. Let the spouses consider that their special duty is to beget children and bring them up. The spouses receive the necessary grace for this through the sacrament of matrimony.